Ron Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, recently we talked about June being Beef, Cattle, and Dairy Month. We talked about dairy in South Carolina, but let's talk about beef this time. Dairy cows often become beef cows in the next stage of their life.
Well, that's true. They do provide quite a bit of supply into that utility, so to speak, portion of the market, not your choice beefs at all. But with the overall beef market situation right now, which we'll talk about, the dairy cows as a beef component is a pretty valuable asset for dairy farmers. When they become not productive, they usually take those nutrients and put on weight, and weight is good when you're selling a cow for beef. So, yeah, about 3 million dairy animals will find their way into that utility part of the beef market nationwide per year. It's a big part of it, but you're right. In South Carolina, June is beef and dairy month, so the beef farmers are scattered all across the state. Was visiting upstate last week and talking to a few just about the current market situation.
As you mentioned, this is an outstanding time to be in the beef business. Drought in the central part of the country has liquidated the beef herd for the most part, and most beef cattle in the country are coming from here.
Well, you're right. They come from the east and go out west and refill in those stockyards. It's what I've said before. They're couple of natural laws you can't break. One's a natural law of gravity. You drop something, it's going to fall. The other one's an economic law of supply and demand. And because of that drought and big lack of feed and the number of animals, reduced herds, the supply demand situation is now favoring those who have animals to supply a beef market. And again, should bode well for beef farmers with the feed prices a little more in line this year, and with having about 4,000 farmers involved with beef and over 300,000 head of cattle, it is quite a big part of South Carolina farming industry.
Now, let me ask you this. Because the beef situation is what it is, do you see farmers moving cattle out of dairy production possibly a little earlier than they would otherwise?
That's often the case. A dairy farmer, we used to say, could sell 2 cows for beef and buy back 1 good milk-producing cow. Probably that ratio favors a little better. Probably 3 cows sold probably can buy you 2 back. So that's a strategy that dairy farmers have always used to keep their production milk up, but it also provides a nice income stream when those cows have kind of bypassed their most productive years.
Well, as always, enjoy beef and enjoy dairy, preferably if it comes from South Carolina.
Well, I started it last night. Blanche fixed a couple of good hamburger steaks on the grill, and so I was getting ready for celebrating beef month myself.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.